I'm sulking with my head in Ray's lap after a dinner of the finest sushi and sake San Diego has to offer. Why can't you like women? Same reason you can't. I could give you a good hiding just the same. A split second of indecision later, I roll my eyes, wrench my mouth sideways, and sigh. Don't bother. But you're so pretty when you pout, kitten. Ray runs his hands through my hair, kneading talented fingers into my scalp. I know, I shrug, purring under his attentions. But what the hell good does that do me with you? None. Absolutely none. But don't you fear. I'll find you what you crave yet. Scout's honor. Were you really a Boy Scout, Ray? He's not exactly outdoorsy, although very handy with knots. He scoffs, as I expected. Have you seen those uniforms? Even 6-year-old me was screaming, oh, hell no. I laugh, imagining raven-haired mini-Ray spouting obscenities as his long-suffering mother tried to make him into a joiner. A neckerchief? What the fuck are you thinking? Ray shakes his head. But back to you. You're not giving me much time. It's what I've got. I'm not thrilled about it either, but it's now or not for 2 months. I don't expect miracles. He doesn't need to be perfect. Just serviceable. It's not like I'm looking for Prince Charming. I don't have the time, never mind the inclination, to be searching for the one. I just need Ray to find me someone who can dull the sharp edges, slake my thirst to be dominated, at least until the next time. Ray's handsome copper face settles into pensiveness. It's when he looks like this I call him Professor Walter. Oh, my beloved Reyes, you would have made a wonderful professor. But what fun would that be? He's far more suited to his current profession. And I suppose he is a professor of sorts. Just not the kind who'll ever get tenure anywhere except in the hearts and minds of his students. Or, as he'd say, clients. He tries to keep it professional, but for Ray, everything is deeply personal. I've never known someone with such a strong calling. Helping people navigate the wide world of kink is his vocation. And his talent for absolute discretion means he's sought after by some incredibly rich, powerful, private people who want to learn without having to venture into the community to do it. They pay handsomely for his specific services. I met Ray my freshman year at Princeton when he was the chipper RA welcoming me to my dorm. He's been more or less a mentor, more or less a friend ever since. That was 10 years ago, and I still remember every single word of our first encounter. When he'd introduced himself, the too firm grip of his hand had caught my attention in a way that made my lips part. I'd stuttered when I told him my name. India Burke. You can call me Indy, everybody does. He'd raised a wicked eyebrow, smirked, and hadn't let go of my hand. That's not a very good reason to be called something, now is it? Because you've always been? I suppose not, I'd granted, flushing. That stops here, little one. So which is it, India or Indy? India, I'd said with certainty and a smile. His confidence was infectious, and I'd melted at his response. Well done, little one. Welcome to Princeton, India Burke. The world is now your oyster. There had been no surprise, only comfort, when he called me little one. A total lack of the embarrassment or intimidation I'd always felt around really good-looking men. That's what he was. A man, not a boy. With the way he talked, the way he carried himself, I barely believed he was 22 and not 32. He was so sure. So certain. I could feel the poise leaking into my hand from his.